turned the old man thoughtfully. No. Come hither, Nell. The little girl hastened from her seat and put her arm about his neck. Do I love thee, Nell? Said he. Say, do I love thee, Nell, or no? The child only answered by her caresses and laid her head upon his breast. By this time, it wanted but a few minutes of midnight, and I rose to go, which recalled him to himself. One moment, sir, he said. Now, Kit, near midnight, boy, and you still here. Get home, and be true to your time in the morning, for there's work to do. Good night. Good night, Kit, said the child, her eyes lighting up with merriment and kindness. Good night, Miss Nell, returned the boy. When he had gone, and the child was occupied in clearing the table, the old man said, I haven't seemed to thank you, sir, for what you have done tonight, but I do thank you humbly and heartily. I should be sorry that you went away and thought I was unmindful of your goodness, or careless of her. I am not, indeed. This delicate child, said I, with so much beauty and intelligence, has she nobody to care for her but you? No, he returned, looking anxiously in my face. No, and she wants no other. But waking or sleeping, by night or day, in sickness or health, she is the one object of my care, and if you knew of how much care, you would look on me with different eyes, you would indeed. Seeing that he was in a state of excitement and impatience, I turned to put on an outer coat which I had thrown off on entering the room, purposing to say no more. I was surprised to see the child standing patiently by with a cloak upon her arm, and in her hand a hat and stick. "Those are not mine, my dear," said I.
"No," returned the child. "They are grandfather's."
"But he is not going out tonight."
"Oh, yes, he is,"
said the child, with a smile. "And what becomes of you, my pretty one?"
"Me? I stay here, of course. I always do."
I looked in astonishment towards the old man, but he was, or feigned to be, busied in the arrangement of his dress. From him I looked back to the slight, gentle figure of the child, alone, in that gloomy place all the long, dreary night. She evinced no consciousness of my surprise, but cheerfully helped the old man with his cloak, and when he was ready, took a candle to light us out. When we reached the door, the child, setting down the...